We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. He still has his job, and today he actually showed up for work. But our Craig Figner reports LA's Kevin DeLeon is facing a new political battle.
He's been censured for his role in the racist conversation that rocked L.A. City Hall last October, but Councilmember Kevin DeLeon has refused to resign, and now his council colleagues want to restrict his access to his council district's discretionary fund, money that can be used for direct mailers, to pay for food drives, and for upkeep within the district.
What is next, if you will? This is a real slippery slope that could potentially harm, in a real way, the city's most vulnerable residents, and not just potentially in City 14, but also to throughout the city of LA.
Thank you, Councilwoman Hernandez.
We came down that slippery slope the moment that you participated in that conversation. These amendments are to clarify what are the steps we can do to hold some accountability in a moment where the person who has caused harm is refusing to take accountability.
Just two Los Angeles council members, DeLeon and Monica Rodriguez, voted against financially punishing DeLeon. This goes to the LA city attorney for review, an answer in 30 days on what the city can legally do. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Sheriff's homicide detectives are looking for witnesses to a man being shot dead in the street in South LA in October. Pete Demetrio reports the cops are looking for up to six people.
Christian Flores Padilla was shot on the evening of October 15th after leaving a family gathering near Wilmington and El Segundo Boulevard. Sheriff's Lieutenant Michael Modica said for some reason a group of men and women chased him across the street and then confronted him in front of a grocery store where one man shot him while another stood by as a lookout. Investigators are convinced the shooters come from the nearby community.
We believe that the suspects live down the street or live in the area. We believe that people that are around here that are seeing this press conference and seeing the location they're at will help identify people that were there that night or involved in this.
Detectives are looking for names to tie to faces they already have from video cameras and hope that if even one person is identified, it can lead to a series of arrests in this killing and the easing of a family's pain over the loss of a brother and an uncle. In South Los Angeles, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Extreme rainstorms will go into the record books, but is this wet weather unique? Our Natalie Tavidian reports it's not completely out of the ordinary.
National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Tardy says, in short, Southern California's extreme rainstorms, not entirely unprecedented.
When's the last time? Well, you have to go back to 2018, 2019 for Southern California. That winter, especially the Valentine's Day storm, for example, was equally impressive. We set a lot of records with that storm. And that's 3+ years ago. Before that, you have to go back to 2016, 2017. That's the wettest year on record for the Sierra Nevada. That's one of the wettest years on record for the entire state of California.
Tardy says we don't have very many examples of this much rain this time of year, and the state has a much shorter window for a rainy season, so the intense storms really stand out. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Man, those storms gave us a lot of water, but we are not out of the drought just yet. State climatologist Dr. Michael Anderson says the smaller reservoirs are full, but our bigger ones still have a ways to go.
Good news is that they're off historic lows. Challenge is that they still have a lot of recovery to make before they would be back to normal operating conditions. And so it's hard to imagine the amount of rain we've seen across the state, that we still have areas that are depleted. And unfortunately, we still have the challenges in the Colorado River system.
Currently, the state's reservoirs are about 84% of their historical average for this time of year, and there is some more rain on the way with another 1 to 4 inches forecast for Southern California over the next week before we finally get some relief.
Much like the Earth's atmosphere, our oceans continue to heat up at a record pace. 2022 was the fourth year in a row where the average ocean temperatures have gone up. Climate scientist and study co-author John Abraham tells KNX that global warming is linked to increasing heat stored in the ocean.
It turns out the ocean gobbles up the extra heat in our Earth's climate. The Earth is warming up because we've emitted heat-trapping gases into the atmosphere. And those greenhouse gases hold the heat in, and most of that heat, over 90% of it, ends up getting into the oceans. And once the heat gets into the oceans, it can go a variety of places. But one of the things that it does is it transfers energy to the atmosphere, which then makes our weather crazier and wilder.
Abraham says the recent parade of atmospheric river storms and California's record-long droughts are weather patterns likely linked to warming oceans.
A computer glitch being blamed for the cancellation of thousands of flights across the country. The FAA system that offers safety and other information to pilots broke down, leaving some planes at the gates for hours, including at LAX. The White House says there's no evidence that a cyber attack was the cause, but President Biden says he has directed the Department of Transportation to check it out.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.